Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You was the one that spoke about integrity. It wasn't even us. What we're not about to do is put the leader of the, one of the smelliest groups of men in the team of the season. He had a good season.
He would have got relegated. The team would have got relegated.
Paul, this is what I was going to say to you. Mr. Doodoo's gone, but the crutch is here. Please pass him the crutch.
I don't want the crutch.
This man is broken.
He would have got relegated. No, he would have got relegated. Needs
stability.
The crutch is staying. The crutch stays.
Can you feel
boys,
it?
Boys, we all kick ball, yeah?
We've been doing it for weeks. They don't understand
Whether
it.
We do or not, we all watch it.
Not everyone has vision,
where
bro.
Where the pass goes to is up to the man who's on the ball. It's as simple as that. You can't receive it and I ain't pass it to you.
Have you ever seen Lukaku do a Dayak?
No,
exactly.
There you go. No, play exactly. Your game.
And also another thing that happens in football, as a centre back, I got a lot of touches of the ball because I was a really composed centre back. It also lets you know my teammates trusted me. So if you don't get a lot of touches of the ball, especially if you play in the middle of the park, it just
what
means
what kind of game you're having.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Team don't trust you, you know.
Read it.
Sorry, someone had a bad game
I'm
recently.
I'm breaking out the play. I'm going to break out the play. No.
I got you.
I'm breaking out the play.
I trust you. I'm on the ball. We were on the ball.
No one here trusts
me. If you say I don't, I'm not going to trust you.
I trust you.
I understand what kind of personality we have here in the dressing room. Obviously, I haven't played with you for a long time. You're one of them, man. Even though we got the 3 points,
yep.
Even though we've done well, because
yep.
You didn't do a lot of step overs,
yep.
And
yep.
you're whinging. Yep. Brother, we won. We won.
Liffy, just give us, or the people at home, just a bit of insight to what we're speaking about right now, because they might be a bit confused.
This is just an example of that just now. But what we did, we reeled it in. Someone disagreed and we went with the final decision and we're going forward.
We're moving forward.
Simple and let's as go. That.
I'm ready. Right. I'm ready to play at this level.
You ready to play at this level?
I'm ready to play at this level.
You've been playing at this level,
no, but I'm
man.
Ready to be better at this level.
Don't worry, man. Your beard's going to be black. Oh, yeah.
So in the comments, you have asked us to do our team of the season. So we're going to do it. 2024-2025 Premier League team of the season in a 4-3-3 shape as we do in our drafts. Starting at the back, in between the sticks, keepers, we got Alisson, who obviously did not play a lot of games. He missed 10, but won the league, 10 clean sheets. Let's talk about the Golden Glove. Sells and Raya
share
it with 13 clean sheets. I think Raya's, that's his second in a row.
Yeah, first keeper to do it.
Yeah. Wow.
Can we set a few, like, so obviously we're going to be doing a democracy, right? Democracy.
The who?
A mad democracy.
So we're going to be suing. Can we just get a few points clear? We're going to be doing a democracy, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to agree on a few things. Mm-hmm. So in agreeing, can we please give people floor to and room to say their points about the person that they maybe think deserves it. Usually the bottom of the table keeper usually has more saves, so they've got more going on, so just bear that in mind. Like, for instance, you've got Pickford, who's obviously had a lot more work. He got 12 clean sheets. It's going to be different to say Alisson's 10 clean sheets because he had to be more focused, you know what I mean? So let's...
Yeah, but it's a different... The thing is, I don't want to go against... I have a skill set. It's very difficult to be consistently busy throughout a period of time and maintain that concentration. But I think it's also very difficult to have nothing to do for 80 minutes and then someone shoots from 3 yards and you make a mad save. I think that's equally as difficult for different reasons. So I don't want to play down both approaches.
Ellipse, maybe let's try this. Usually we go around and we name one and we do a little voting thing. On the count of three, I want everyone to shout out the keeper that they think should be our number one pick.
Yeah, just cross the ball. Let's just cross.
I'll do a 3-2-1, then we go, yeah? Wow. Yeah? Has everyone got a name?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
3-2-1.
Oh, no.
Raya.
Anana.
Raya.
What? Would you say Scribs? Brother, girl, allow it, Scribs, bro.
You said Anana.
How can Scribs say Anana?
I heard Anana.
Grow up, fam.
He ain't going to say it.
Bro, about Onana.
Would he say that?
What? You're being childish.
Bro, man, honestly.
Said Anana.
No, but would he say that? He's an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, he did. The cameras will show you.
Yeah, he did.
The cameras will show you.
Who are you saying, really?
Do you know what, yeah? This is my biggest problem.
Whatever, man.
I want to say Raya, but for some strange reason, there's something about him I just don't like. Even though he's got 13 clean sheets, I just think without Saliba and Gabriel in front of you, I don't know if you get them 13 clean sheets.
Which, at the end of the season, he didn't have Gabriel in front of him.
Mm. And but he still had Saliba. Yeah, and he had my bridging that's Polish. And what happened last time I had got into Polish problems with Polish people? Remember them dogs that the guy chased me with the dogs outside your house?
Ross.
All right.
That's old school. You brought it back.
Didn't he have that good game, though, against us where he just was not allowing the ball, like literally clawing it off the collar of the line and stuff? I think he's made some serious saves.
Shot stopping, he makes mad ones, but I just think he causes his own problems sometimes. I think,
obviously, with keepers, it's going to come down to stats, but I think also you've got to think of the moments, the games that they kept their teams in it. So I think, Raya. I think Raya had some games where he had some big saves, sales as well. Emi Martinez.
Who's made the least mistakes out of these keepers? Because they've all errors. I think Martinez has made a hell of a lot of mistakes.
That clothesline was a madness.
Maybe, would you say sales?
That clothesline was...
It sounded, if to me, I, not that I can
recall.
I can't
think of an error off, I just can't remember one off the top of my head. Obviously, I watch Arsenal.
Way more, innit?
You understand? So I can tell you because you know what it is? I think with Raya, a lot of his errors haven't led to goals.
What?
In the league. Oh, in the Champions League, he's passed it out and the man. But I think in the league...
Even the League Cup.
Where that's happened, but I just think in the Prem, where he's kind of messed up, he's had a little bit of luck on his side.
But that's my problem. I've seen it happen. So I just, man, with Raya.
There hasn't been a standout keeper this year.
I feel like you lot watch him the most out of all of those teams. So you're more likely to see mistakes. But I think 34 goals conceded this season. The least amount of goals conceded, I feel like he has to be spoken about.
But I'm from a different era. Petr Cech, 17 goals conceded. Man can't say none. Bad boy goalkeeper. This era here.
Yeah, but that don't mean
it's sells. Harder though in this era because you got players like Isak that's doing so well.
But man, I think in this era, I think why keepers are relied on a little bit more. They're more like alone, innit? Like you got all these kind of like ball playing centre backs now. Everything. They even got like even Raya, I think we even got a this is 2025. Keepers need to be able to use their feet. I think he's really good on the ball. I think he's an asset. We beat the press easier because of him. At the same time, a lot of the mistakes come from there, but it's high-risk football, and I think he's good at it. I think he'll get better at it. And like you said, least goals conceded, most clean sheets. I think it should be him.
So, are we agreeing that Raya is going to be our goalkeeper?
I would have said Sells, but yeah.
Also,
go on.
My FPL, is that what it's called? FPL? Yeah, he gets me points. Raya gets me points all the time. So,
But there is a little, like you said there, you don't know why. And I don't like when people say that about anything. You don't know why you don't like him.
It's because I don't trust him. Like, I don't trust Raya. I don't look at that guy and go, I feel confident with Raya because he does little errors that just, like, for no reason.
That is a feeling that is echoed by all the Arsenal fans.
Oh, is it?
And I just said it before, I said it to him on a previous show, that I think your players feel that. But anyway, moving along, we selected Raya as our goalkeeper.
Yeah, this is my thing for Sells. This is the reason why I would
draw
think
back.
Sells. Nottingham Forest, none of us expected them to do well. I think we had them down, bottom half of the table. Not only have they got themselves into Europe, but defensively, they've been a very good side. Mm-hmm, and although, like Danilo, and I think the other centre-back, I can't remember his name has done extremely well, this keeper... I didn't know his name, nothing. Not to say that I know everything. I just know 90% of things. And this goalkeeper, all of a sudden, is making bare saves. I'm like, who's this? Who's that? I come find out he's got 9, 10 clean sheets. I'm like, what?
Same as Raya.
Bit more invested.
Same as Raya. Bit more pressure. Bit more pressure on Raya.
Bit more pressure on Raya, you reckon?
100%. Because he got into your team and, again, your fans didn't want him there. He was under scrutiny. He sort of put that to the side. He's shown he's a good keeper. He's actually made, I think, save of the season. I'm not sure if it was in the league. It might have been against United. Is that in the league, that one?
Yep.
But he's made a few saves of the season that, like, he's unbelievable. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because of his height and he's not as commanding, but you lot don't give him the respect that he deserves, man.
Of the errors, though. The unforced but errors,
honestly. All these keepers, all of them made errors.
I haven't seen Souls make errors. And I'm a Nottingham Forest guy.
Yes, man.
We know this. Stuart Pearce, my guy.
Come on. Anyway, so again, you no one agrees with him? Or not agrees,
I don't agree
but
with him at all.
Okay. Raya is in goal, number one. On to the right backs now.
Right back.
There's been a few decent or good right back displays this year. Ola Aina, Munez, Wan-Bissaka, who we nicked from you guys, who for 25 million, incredible. Trent's still been really good, and Timber. Has been outstanding. I'd say that they're probably the standout right backs this season. But KG, who's taking your fancy?
I love Wan-Bissaka, man. I think, did he make him your player of the season? Was he their player of the season? And again, him doing things like, is he a wing back for you guys?
Yeah.
And that's mental because we didn't think he would be able to get full. We used to call him a defensive player, but then he's involved. And I just think he's been brilliant this season. But again, I'm looking at it from a Man United lens totally. So yeah, Wan-Bissaka for me.
From a Man United lens, a different perspective. I always knew Wan-Bissaka could do what he's doing at West Ham.
God bless you, sir.
To be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like United fans' chest is too high.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're seeing the player that he can become under less scrutiny as well, under less pressure, less expectations. He can play his game. I feel like he's been quality.
Football,
but Timber, I feel like he's just made a world of difference to Arsenal. I feel like he's solidified his spot. I feel like Arsenal, that position is just his now. And I rate him, I respect him. I'm a hater as well.
Better than Ben Arsenal. White.
Yeah.
John?
I feel bad for Benny Blanco though, man. White, I think he's...
We know what Blanco meant.
Been quality, not speaking to you. But again, Timber's come in and done a fantastic job. But Ola Aina as well, man.
Yeah.
Mandem.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's one of the mandem, and I think he's done a fantastic job.
Had a great season.
Yeah. I think he's had a great, great, great season. And I feel like the decline of Forest was actually when he started getting, like when he got injured.
Yeah.
That's when the decline actually happened. Because defensively, they're actually solid.
Hey, this little suggestions list of right backs are cold, you know. They're very good.
I was just about to.
Have you noticed they're all
this
black?
This one, I can't choose. I don't know who to pick.
Munoz is not black. Is he like Edison?
He's like Edison, bro.
It's a light claimage.
What are you thinking, Lips?
Do you know it is? I'm a right back. You're a right back, Steve-O. Mm. And one thing I like about these five names here, I think I was definitely worried about football going into this four centre backs at the back era, and we got five dare full backs. You understand? Mm. Not pure full backs. You understand? And I think Trent is obviously the different one, like to anything we've ever seen. Really, you understand? Had a really good season. I don't think we heard about his, obviously in a couple big games they spoke about his defensive
errors.
Like his defensive errors. But I don't think we heard that too much this year. I think he kind of managed to, I think he was just defending from a better position. You understand? He's never going to be fast and strong like certain wingers. But I think he dealt with people good this year. Timber, I think he's amazing. Ola Aina, like we said, he's just... A right back's right back. You get me, bro? Like you want to be like him.
You're going through your list and that, mate, and it's all good. But who's your one person that you want in the team?
Please, thank you, Steve-O.
I gotta say Timber. I can't lie, because I just think defensively, outstanding. Also on the ball, the press resistance, just an option to always receive it. I think he's been elite this year. Off the back of a big injury, this is kind of his first season.
That's true.
And he's been one of our best.
So you think there might even be more levels to go? Because usually from an injury, it takes you a couple of seasons.
I think he got tired towards the end of the season. You started to see it, started coming off, feeling his leg and all them things.
Yeah, because Arteta plays him every minute.
See, playing with an injury. So I think we ain't even really, well, when you do see a fully fit Timber, that's looking like one of our better defenders that we've had in recent years. So, yeah.
You know what? Timber is definitely there. But for me, before I go on to who my choice would be, Big shout out to Munez. I think finished the season so strong. Powerful runner, actually very good on the ball. He's just a very good right back, and I think a lot of big teams should be looking at him. But Ola Aina, I watched the game when he cleared three off the line. Like, honestly, and it wasn't by luck. I remember messaging him saying, like, bro, like, that's not luck that you're there. I've watched you. Because there was one, it was two off the line, and there was one more that if it would have got past the keeper, he was there again. So I'm saying, that's not luck. This is how you've improved defensively over the years, and you've matured, and you're playing at the peaks of your power now, because you was always good on the ball. You come from the Chelsea Academy. That was a necessity to be in that academy. So we knew he could do that. But he's two-footed. He can cross. As I say, attacks well. He's strong. For me, like, the age is at now, I think he's 28, or like, he's like at the peak of his game. And I think he could stay at Forest, to be fair, and become a legend there. But I'd like to see him. I know City have been looking at him.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
That'd be a big move.
Man City are looking at Ola Aina.
Yeah.
He's going, man, there. Bro.
I think he'd be perfect for them. Because you remember when City, a few years ago, when they ended up, like, the defensive, they weren't really great defensively. Then he swapped it. He put centre-backs at left-back and right-back. And they got solid again. I think that's what they need to go back to, having solid defence all across. And I think he fits perfect with that. So, yeah, that would be my choice.
Ola Aina, obviously, friend of the show. Shout you out, my guy, my brother. Timber, the season, like Lippy said, coming off the back of that injury. And then to kick Ben White out of the side. And I don't see a way for Ben White to come back, to be honest with you. That's Timber's position. But I just think there's one person that's progressed from August up until now. So I didn't really speak about them much in August, but up until now, I would say February, I couldn't stop talking about them. And it is that Munez guy, fam. Munez at Crystal Palace has had this thing where he didn't start the way maybe a Timber did, Ola Aina did, but he's ended the season. He should have had a cup final goal, but obviously Saar didn't see where he was standing. I just think Munez is... that if Arsenal didn't have Timber at right back, and you said to me, who would you want to go and sign as a right back right now? That is exactly who I would say we should go and sign, because Crystal Palace, defensively good, but offensively, my man is dangerous as well.
So when we're doing this whole bad business and we're saying Ben White, and I'm getting crucified. So you're telling me if Timber's not there, you're going to look for another right back. You're not having Benny Blanco just come back in. Because when I said that was bad business, in the sense that you signed him as a centre-half and now he's playing as a makeshift right-back, and I said a few things about, like, his crossing ain't great, this, that, and the other. You lot said he's, like, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now you're saying you were getting Munez over him.
But what I'm saying to you is Ben White is still good, but unfortunately, I always say, this is my own argument, the best ability...
availability.
If you're injured all the time, I don't care how good you are, fam. Leave, bro. You're just going to annoy me. And I only found out this season... he's a liability because he's always injured. Bro.
And this is what I'm saying. Listen, mate, and I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I remember Benny Blanco playing a whole season with a knee injury, and he was like pulling 7, 8 out of 10 each game. And now he has one season where he's like, look, man, this knee injury, I can't do it no more. I was trying to win you lot this league. Boys, I can't do it no more. Now it's Munez,
because he played well from Christmas. I don't like injury-prone players. This man is playing with an injury. So why am I going to like the man that's playing with it? I don't want you to have no injury.
You need two right backs anyway. So
again, this is what I keep saying about Arsenal. It's recruitment. So I don't think you're wrong with what you're saying. I think you're right. But when players are getting run into the ground and they're given 7 out of 10, what do you expect? There's only so much he can play on a knee injury for.
Is that recruitment or coaching though?
I think that's recruitment.
If they keep getting injured, it's all players, different players. That...
No, but naturally in football... you're going to get injured,
yeah. That's what happens.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So Poe, because I think this is a typical poet.
Yeah.
Contradict, hypocrite, everything. And you don't like injury-prone players while you sit there with a crutch in your hand. So I'll ask you this, big man, mm-hmm. Yeah? Do you even like yourself?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm a different type of player. I still wear football boots and I'm still outside right now, regardless.
So you're basically doing what Benny Blanco is doing right now.
No, but I'm not always injured.
Right now, you're playing injured.
I've never had an ankle injury.
You're playing injured.
I've never had an ankle injury.
Forget about that. You are injured. You are playing injured.
You know what? I think, again, can we just do everyone lock in their ideas?
Yeah, go.
3, 2, 1.
Dixon.
He's a dickhead.
Man, so
we got 3 Timber, yeah?
3 Timber, 2 Aina. Yeah, I think it's Aina, but you're gone.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Timber, innit?
Timber at right back.
So that is an Arsenal player at in goal and right back. And oh no, it might happen again.
Facts.
Let me just chat to them quickly.
It's your time, my brother.
Wait, let me just chat to them.
Facts.
Because I think this is a good list of left backs. I think a couple years ago, the left back position in the league was absolutely horrible. Some very good options there. I think there's some standouts, but I'm not going to waste no time because I think the best left back in the league ain't even a left back. He's a centre midfielder. It's Miles Lewis-Skelly. He's horrible fullback to play against.
Imagine that.
Defensively.
What?
Distribution, press resistance, bravery. Might be a little bit of a liability with his attitude, but he's a kid. You know he's going to grow.
Because I want to put a shout out to Cucurella. At left back, scored important goals, so many important
goals. Couple assists.
Yeah, he took scrutiny. He's improved his game. He's looking, as I say, like one of the best left backs in the world for me right now. Solid defensively. He's a bit of an arsehole to play against.
He is an arsehole.
He come off the back of a good tournament as well. He had a good Euros. And he ended, very important. He ended the season well. I think, I like what you're saying. It's an argument to say that he's had a better season.
Yeah.
Do you know I'm coming from? Skelly may have had a better, you know, he's had a breakthrough and that might be the best breakout player in all positions, to be fair, Skelly. But as a season.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I don't know.
36 games for Cucurella, and he's... Like and five goals, two assists.
Important as
he's
well.
He's been important, and he's
can't lie. Skelly scored that important goal against Man City for us, bro. That was important.
Very important. Look, do you know what it is? The way I see it, left back, defensive position, goals and assists definitely make.
It does help.
It does help. You didn't know that they're creating over there, Trent and everything. But I just think, you know what? When you're looking at left backs this year and right wingers going against them, the MLS wrapped up all of them, bro. And we're talking about. Salah. We're talking about who else is there? Mbeumo, I think he done well against him.
Do you remember the first game though? Do you remember the first game he played? The first game where he came on off the bench. I think we got two players injured in that game. It was Liverpool at home. Salah absolutely killed him. Skelly absolutely got killed. So the recovery from Skelly has made me change my mind. Because that game there, I was convinced. I was like, what are we going to do at left back? Now, when I saw Salah against Skelly
He only played 14 minutes against Salah, so I wouldn't really...
It was 2-1 when he came on. It ended 2-2. We could have lost 3-2. I watched the game, did you?
Also, yes, I did. Also, he's only played 23 games this season. Hello?
Just chatting, fam.
He's only played 23 games this season.
That's more than half. There's 38 games.
Is there two red cards?
I think that's character.
I think it's character. I'm just saying, in the best left back in the league, and then you've got Cucurella, who's doing what he, like I'm saying, let's be fair. Let's not romanticize about the young boy who we know is going to be world class because he's great. Let's not romanticize and put him too far ahead. He ain't in the best left back this season. I'm sorry, not for me. I think Kirkerez has been more solid than him. Kirkerez. And I also think Cucurella.
Cucurella and Kirkerez.
I think he's in the list.
For me, Cucurella and Kirkerez are both there for offensive
attacking,
actions. Yeah, MLS is there for all-round, all-game impact. And yeah, I understand that man might inflate it a bit because he's young. I get that. But, bro, this guy's badding man up. Like, he's like 27.
Yeah, he plays like
you understand?
A big man.
Like, the way
he's in men's football, I think Cucurella's
great. And I think Kirkes is great. And yeah, 100%, he should be playing like that. But I think he's exceeding expectations.
So that puts him in?
Of what a left back should do in general, besides his age.
Six assists and two goals at Bournemouth is a bit crazy though. Like, yeah. You're not expecting a player to be doing that. Maybe Bournemouth.
And he's, how old is he? 21?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Kirkes. He's got a banging Kirkes goal against you, man.
That's an OG. That's an OG. Bro, that is an OG. If Kirkes fights MLS, that's a different charge. He's a child for him. You understand? Yeah. MLS is a... He's come into this game. I understand. I'm talking about his age a lot. Cool, innit? I'm not going to talk about his age no more. This guy could have come from Italy and be 27. You would say he is cold.
Kirkes is 21, you know?
And you have to even take into... Say again?
Kirkes is 21.
He is, but MLS turned 18 this season. That's different, bro.
And we don't even know how long he played left back at youth level. We just seen him do it at.
We're not doing that though. These are excuses to make it like, okay, well, he's there. He's only played 23 games.
In the North London derby, cold. Like,
that's been one cold.
Thing. No, but I couldn't believe it. That's the one time I looked at a player and I was jealous.
One thing though, Steve, Greg, it's not a problem to contextualize things. It's no problem with Lippi contextualizing how Lewis Skelly got into the side and what he's overcome for us to go, he deserves to be player of the year. Like the same way we can do the same thing for Cucurella. It's not weaponizing the situation.
A little bit is. It's like, not, what's though. He done this season? That's what we should be doing. If we're talking about a player of the season, I'm saying that's what we should be doing. We're not should be talking about, well, he's a centre midfielder, and that's just trying to coerce the jury.
Let me put in another spanner in the works. Yeah, MLS vs Cucurella. That's what we're doing. Yeah, we decided this. Yeah, I think me personally. I think if Chelsea never won the other day, I know it's an if, but, or maybe, and their season didn't go down as a decent season, man ain't arguing like this for Cucurella. We've come second, yeah, which ain't great, but
Euros.
It's better than fourth. We'd wrapped up this European qualifications because we have players like him, bro. Literally, bro. He's been, left back.
Don't do it to Cucurella.
Cucurella is just as important to Chelsea.
I'm not saying he's not important.
There was one game in particular, actually. Tottenham versus Chelsea at White Hart Lane this season, yeah. Cucurella's boots were messed up and he kept messing up. And I think there's two goals that they kept slipping. I remember Solanke scores and then, what's the Swedish boy? Yes. Kula scored. I remember as soon as Cucurella changed his boots and got back to saying, this is what we're doing, Tottenham was completely shut down. The first 15 minutes of that game, I was thinking, is he as good as he...
Little
from
bro,
that performance bro, on and on, Cucurella is bad boy.
I'm
bad
not comfortable with, bad boy. With Arsenal having the left back and right back in the team.
And it's not deserved, not the left back. That's sorry. A little part. Because you're saying it's between Cucurella and him.
Makes sense.
Well, I'm saying about Kirkes as well.
We got the best defence.
Okay, so cool. So we can all agree...
That's the problem, Chukwu, you know what I mean? Some breaks into the England side, his mum comes to watch him, shout out Nanny.
Mate, and I love
there
him.
Are reasons okay, why you can
okay.
say
I love
so,
him.
He's been we've come to an agreement that it's either Cucurella or Skelly. Yeah. Who's everyone choosing?
Go on, yeah.
Go on then, KG. Let's do the 1, 2, 3. Go on then, it's you, you're the 3, 2.
No, I want to hear this.
No, I want to hear everyone go around.
Cucurella.
Go around. Correa.
Winterburn, a.k.a. Skelly.
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 John, you fall back a bit. Let us do that. Yeah.
Steve-O.
You know what? I would have gone Cucurella, but I do like what Skelly's done this year. Young black brother speaks well. I love what his mum's doing.
Yeah.
I'm going Skelly, man. Let's get
Come
him in
on,
there.
Come on, my brother, man.
Oh, what's wrong with you? You had me celebrate. I was with you. Skelly. He's for no reason. But Skelly.
I don't even know what he was doing. What was he
you
doing?
You know what, boys? Yeah. Somehow, even though it's an Arsenal intervention every week, all three players
listen.
So far,
context.
In the team of the season,
context. Context. Defensively, you lot have been great. The problem is attack.
Yeah.
Facts. We've always
and
said
you know
that.
What,
so it makes sense.
You know, facts. What, you know what's mad?
God.
I've allowed freedom.
Hold on 2 seconds. Depending on, are we doing LCB and then RCB?
If we start with one side of the centre, bruv, do you think Saliba should be in the team of the year?
That's not the side of the centre backs I was talking about.
Oh, so Gabriel.
Oh my days. We're going to pick two.
Not on my watch.
Right.
And this is where people are going to start lying.
Not on
and
my
me
watch.
And the crowd understand this. So it's fine. We know what the truth is.
So
forget about him.
The truth is not, right, For me, the truth is 1,000,000%. Can we all agree? Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
100%. Van Dijk's in there. Yeah.
He makes it look too easy.
Boom. Right.
He's that's the argument.
So what's left?
Now let me tell you.
One more.
Right.
We know what should be beside
Morello has had a better season than your two centre backs.
No way.
No.
No way.
Morello.
Gay.
He's had a better season than one of them.
Has had a better than both of your centre backs, and Gay as well for me.
And what's the kid that's gone to? What's the kid that's gone to Real Madrid?
That's PR.
What's the kid that's gone to Real Madrid?
That's PR. That's PR.
He's a good player. He is a good player. But to say he's been the best centre back this season is maybe it's because he's thinking about the move to Real. You could put that.
No one can even give you a performance. But he's not. What a great performance!
No, but he is good. He's very good. But you can't say.
But there's not been an outstanding performance.
I just don't think we watched Bournemouth enough to see it.
Man, see them against us.
Man, them don't click the TV and watch Bournemouth, bro.
There is one thing saying about Huijsen. I get his name wrong all the time. Huijsen. Like the sauce. He has got the best blocks out of any player. That's defensive midfielder, centre back, right back.
Statistically.
Okay. On the eye, he's been beautiful.
Beautiful to watch.
Left foot, right foot, like John Terry, yeah? Also in the opposing box, he scores important goals and he has done this year.
So how's the PR?
But,
he's talking about his qualities.
But to get to the best centre back in the league, we need a little bit more. I'm saying he's a good player. Everyone on that list is good.
I don't even think he's been Saliba level.
So
it's not. He hasn't sustained. There's not been performances. All you've done is told us all the good things about his game that we can.
And that's
all
why
agree.
I'm saying he's not.
But
in
he
it.
Hasn't displayed okay, that for 38 all, games. So yeah. I'm not really interested or how long he's played.
I think Milinkovic has been very,
very
good.
Very good. Yeah.
I think he's been very, very good this season. Important goals. I only really see Forrest in the big games. I'm not going to act like I sit there and watch them play against Palace, but. In those bigger games, bro, him and Murillo, they're not easy to play against.
It's a joke.
But I think out of the two, even though they're really good, I feel like he's the one that's more ready to play higher, just profile-wise. Yeah, compared to Murillo. I just think he's
a joke, Murillo, and he can pass.
I'm not saying. You understand? I just think out of the two.
What about Konate, though?
Nah, man.
I think Konate, not necessarily this season, he's been a bit shaky. I think Gay, he's been good.
Unreal.
I think, good. But again, I think Gabriel, even though he's been injured.
You're talking about his scoring though, right? Or is it defensively,
Scoring thing. It's a scoring thing.
I think he's been immense this season. I think just both, even on the ball, he's been a lot more comfortable in possession this year. Like we're able to pass out the back through anyone now. And him coming out the team hurt us. Obviously, we still have a good defensive unit. We still manage to have the best defensive record in the league. But I just think in the running, maybe we might not have won the league because I think the attacking edge weren't there. But in the running, it wouldn't have gone to like this. And obviously, I know this ain't about the Champions League. It would have been nice to know what would have happened if we had him in the Champions
not
League
about
as
the Champions
well.
League.
I know
not
it's not, Champions but League I just think,
tell him.
Even though he's played, how many games he played? I still think you can't say anyone's been a better centre-back than him this season other than Van Dijk.
Well, I've got a little statistic for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he played, I wasn't going to say only, but he played 28 games only. But the last 10 games that you missed without him, you only kept 2 clean sheets out of the 13. So that's crazy. So he's very important for you guys. But availability is the best ability.
Hmm.
And he's missed 10 games. You only kept 2 clean sheets. So him missing has really cost you finishing strong.
Not if you watch it. I think if you look at them stats on paper, it looks like that.
So the availability doesn't matter now.
If you watch Arsenal games without Gabriel, it's different.
No, I don't doubt that, but I'm saying the games that he missed, the league was already done.
Champions League wasn't.
What's that?
Champions League wasn't, but it's not about Champions League.
Another stat, which I think kind of says a lot about his importance to Arsenal, is we only won 3 of those 10 games that he didn't play, and 2 of them were against teams that were already relegated, not even guys that were eventually relegated.
So that would suggest that Poet doesn't really watch games.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What?
Steve literally said nothing.
What?
But yeah, bottom now, set you.
Now, but all jokes aside, I think I know it sounds heavy on the Arsenal bias. Who do you think it is?
Gay. I think it's Gay.
I think it's Gay.
Absolutely Gay.
Yeah. I'll say Gay, man.
I think it's Gay.
Personally.
In it?
Why?
Gay.
I think he's had a tremendous season, bro. I can't lie, he's been so solid for Palace, bro. Mm. Yeah. I watched him, I'm telling you.
He's been so solid.
Don't get me wrong,
man.
I don't disagree with Saliba. I think Saliba's been good, but he's been an actual real leader for Palace, bro. He's solid. Been solid, bro.
Nah, don't say leader like that.
He's a leader, bro.
He's been a leader, bro.
Gabriel is our captain without the armband.
51 goals conceded.
That's not, is that Crystal
That's
Palace,
not his.
I'm the same, but we've done it with all the others. So let's yeah, look, like, yeah. For, but for me, like, mate, Gay,
how many ones, how many
he's
goals
been
conceded?
Solid.
51.
The stats don't look great, but the stats are not great, but if you watch him and see how he's composing and like,
he's been amazing
in the team for Crystal Palace, I think that's like, amazing, bro. I'll be
I think
with you.
If you put him into a bigger team,
oh, he's gonna thrive.
He improves the
he
team.
He will thrive. Madness. He's fast. He can play. He don't make that many mistakes. Like playing from the back, he's comfortable.
Do you know what's so mad though?
Like, he's more comfortable than
Konate.
Oh no, Konate.
Who?
Konate's like
Gabriel.
An He's more comfortable than Saliba.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Now you're doing too much. You're doing too much.
Wow.
On the ball.
Yes. I'm telling you, no way. Okay. I think Saliba was our most important centre back out of him and Gabriel 3 years ago, and I think it's now changed. I think when I watched Arsenal without Gabriel or without Saliba 3 years ago in the running for the league, I was like, my God, we need him so much. 3 years later, I watch it without Gabriel. Saliba just looks a bit shaky, fam.
I'm not happy, bro.
Why are you not happy?
He said he's like an AFCON. That's mad. Carragher went.
Konate,
he
like
talking
AFCON.
About. He was talking about
AFCON
a player
defender.
And he said he's like an AFCON defender. What does that mean? Like an AFCON defender. What do you mean by that? What?
No, he's allowed to say it. He's AFCON.
You know what he means.
He's allowed to say it.
What does he mean?
He's allowed to say it, man.
Bro, he's a big, strong, like Nigerian, Congolese, just all African one. He gets the ball, he passes it, and just strong.
No tech.
He's got no tech.
He ain't got tech.
He has got zero tech, bro.
All right, boys, let's get back into the aeroplane. We're about to land. So we're saying the centre backs are Van Dijk.
Yes.
And
Gay.
Tony Adams, aka Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel.
Gay.
So we've ended up with a bit of a stalemate here. 3-3, right?
That's not a stalemate, that's a good game.
Standoff.
You said something earlier. If we have just an Arsenal at the back, what's the integrity going to look like?
But I also don't want to just because
that's
it's
the opposite.
Hang about,
I'm
just
saying.
This is why we attack you,
like?
You know. You
what's
say
that
nothing.
Look like?
Hold on.
What's that going to look like? I'm just saying there's a lot of Arsenal there.
I was just going to say, like, that's the opposite of integrity, what you just said. So you said we're going to be.
No, because it looks like you're
no,
just Arsenal
fans. No, it doesn't.
Fans.
Integrity in terms, in regard to this, is being honest, regardless of what it looks like. Simple. So you're saying. So if it's all Chelsea players, the rest of the team could be Liverpool players. We just got to have integrity and be honest about that.
I'm just saying, as a heavy swayed Arsenal
I'm an Arsenal supporter and I chose Gay.
He chose Gay, though.
And he hates
Arsenal and chose
he
Gabriel.
Week in, week out.
Yeah,
but
listen,
cool.
It's just
it's
that integrity that he was
so
talking about.
I hear what you're saying, bro, but I would think it would look worse that if we just
do you know what? Just because you said that, I'm going Gabriel. Make it 4-3. Yeah,
yeah,
no, you're pissing me off,
let's
bro.
Go. Yeah, no, but the
you
thing
see
is,
what happens, and then you
well.
Complain.
It's fine. Now
and then
I'm not
you
complaining.
Complain.
I'm okay. I'll take that one.
And then you complain.
Sorry, guy, man, but yeah, piss off, bro.
I'm putting Arsenal players in this whole team.
What's crazy is we're doing midfielders now. We've done a keeper and a back four and. It's 4 Arsenal players out of 5.
They're not. You keep doing
let
this
me just
at the
lie,
start.
Let me just
no, you keep doing this thinking
man.
That your team, you're not going
to
get in. It's not always going
to
get in. Rice
second.
Might get in, though.
I'm Rice seeing another name.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know, you know.
And you see this name, they're saying we have it at home and we don't need McDonald's today. We
why don't you need it, Lippy?
We don't need Burger King.
But why don't you need it, Lippy?
Because we got Rice at home.
My brother!
We got Rice
at home. I dare someone to argue.
You're probably going
to
argue with me, but let me just say, hang about. And Rice is my guy.
So what are you going to do?
Hang
now?
About. So what is the formation? It's a 4-3-3.
Yeah.
So we've got a deep line.
Yeah.
And we've got 2 CMs next. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure. So.
It felt kind of shaky. Kind of shakyish, bro. It felt kind of.
I think we're playing with number 10, you know? We're playing number 10.
The deep
so.
One for
number 10?
Me, there's no question of it. It's Casado. We all agree there.
I do not think he's better than Thomas Partey. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
Sit down, bro.
I don't
Partey
think.
Partey turned up towards the end, man.
Okay.
Listen. And that was when you had your worst part of the season. So let's not do that, right?
Crusado's crazy.
Very
crazy.
Crusado, for me. That's what I would say.
Not fighting
Guimaraes? Guimaraes?
Cold.
McAllister?
Rodgers?
No, there's one man that's not
Tenali,
here.
Tenali? He will talk Gravenberg, about
Grav.
Fernandez, bruv.
What he's Fernandez?
In there. Bruno.
He's getting
Bruno,
in there.
Whatever,
if
bro.
You're talking about team of the season, 19 and 19, bro, put him in the team.
Is that 19 assists and 19?
19 assists, 19 goals.
Really? Oh, you my.
In the Premier League?
Not in the Premier League. Oh,
shut
sorry,
up, man. You knew it wasn't. You knew it wasn't.
Bruno hasn't been good for the whole season. Okay, we gotta be
Skips,
honest.
I love you, man.
We gotta be honest. Do you know why? Right? Because when a good team, when the good times come, we can. You get me? Right now, you gotta be humble.
Scribs, do you remember when everyone was getting on Bruno? Yeah. Do you remember? Because I've got the filthy episode with the comments when people were killing Bruno. Today it's like it never happened.
And I've always been on Bruno's side, but Skips, I gotta be honest.
Always been. So how much was this saying?
You was the one that spoke about integrity. It wasn't even us. What we're not about to do is put the leader of this, one of the smelliest groups of men in the team of the season. He had a good season.
He would have got relegated. The team would have got relegated.
Paul, this is what I was going to say to you. Mr. Doodoo's gone, but the crutch is here. Oh, yeah. Please pass him the crutch.
I don't want the crutch.
This man is broken.
He would have got relegated.
Pass that crutch.
He needs stability.
The crutch is staying. The crutch stays. Put the crutch on.
Can I give a bit of, I guess this word's getting flown around.
It's just a sprain. But
integrity,
you need
right? Now, you lot know how much I love Declan Rice.
Yes.
Let me give you a little story of how much I love him, yeah, quickly. I went on tour with West Ham in 2017. And there was a little, I got a call from Slaven Bilic. I was away in Germany and he said, Steve-O, he went, youth player downstairs. He loves you, man, but he's too scared to talk to you. He's too scared. I can't have a word of him. Anyway, so I go down there and it's a young Declan Rice shaking. It's timid to see his hero, Steve-O, right? Anyway, I end up talking to him for like 2 hours and it's the start of a beautiful friendship, right? So when I tell you how much I love this kid, I love him beyond West Ham, right? So when I say he might not be in this team of the season, understand it comes from a place of integrity. I'm not just putting my friends in the team, yeah?
What size?
So let's know that, innit?
To be continued.
Right. Boys?
Huh?
Are you not winding me out?
Left wing, I pick. Well, we're still in. I thought I was about to say Doku.
Is that how you man doing it? Hey, you know what's crazy about this one, right? We weren't even going to mention it, but this guy blew up after the laugh show. Bullying, you lot bully me, yeah? Right?
You're doing a KG.
Look, you laughing the loudest.
You're doing the KG.
I didn't use the word bullying.
Laughing the loudest.
I didn't use the word bullying.
I
didn't say bullying.
After that joke, I'm
give me the crutch. Right, can we start, please, with the right... No. So, Caicedo is centre. We agree?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
If we're not putting Partey there, let's put Caicedo there. That's his younger.
Right of the three in the midfield, who are we going with? Let's go. Let's get through this, boys.
You got to say Rice, though, for his consistent performances.
Rice, or are you not taking his Champions League performances?
No. I'm taking a look at the performances again. At the start of the season, we're questioning whether he's 6'8", 6'8", 6'8". By the end of the season, that question is answered. That's only due to his consistent performances, not just in the Champions League, in the Premier League as well. And he ends up getting the goals.
Yep.
He scored more goals than he's ever scored in any other season this season.
I love him.
I know you do, but I'm saying to you, the contributions he's made... have clearly, he's advanced as a footballer. He's a better footballer. Forget Arsenal. He's a better footballer than he was a previous season. And I think that's down to his own performances.
100%,
so him to be in the team of the season after a great season.
Like, has he had a better season than Ryan Gravenberch?
No, he hasn't. And this is what I'm saying, bro. I don't want to hear what you're saying right now, Lippy. And people are going to think I'm crazy.
Rude.
Sorry.
What are you doing there?
Sorry, bro.
Why are you necking?
Say what you say.
No. Go on. You, man, I can't lie.
I was like, how that tackle was high.
Wait. That's a yellow card.
Whoa.
Bro, we're not being integral. Like, we're not being integral.
You don't even know the word, man.
I don't. But, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Rice has had a decent season.
Not decent. It's been good.
He's had a decent season compared to someone like Gravenberch, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
McAllister, Graham, Burt should be in there. I'm sorry. That's it.
I think even Rodgers has a better season than Rice.
I'm not going to lie. Can I be honest with you?
Let's not leave out Tonali.
Hold on. What I wanted to say is, you know what? I'm going to be mature here because... No, let me just... Do you know what it is? I would have put Declan... If I was going to put Declan there, I would have put him as my left eight. But I think there's a man there who didn't even really play as an eight, but I think he's one of the best midfielders of the season. I think Rodgers, man. I think this Rodgers... Nah, let me just land. I think this Rodgers, you performance-wise, bro, like, when it comes
over
to
Rice.
Guys in the set...
Over
bro,
McAllister.
No, that was going to be my other eight, but... Cool. I just think a Liverpool midfielder has to be in there, innit?
The only
reason I wouldn't put Gravenberch there is because I think he was more of a six this season, innit? And we've put Caicedo there, innit? And for me, the two other eights to not waffle would be Morgan Rodgers and.
Do you know
Alex
what?
McAllis,
just for man. All of that, Gravenberch.
Gravenberch's box to box.
Yeah, man. So Gravenberch has got our right side, yeah? He's got our right side.
I don't know how. Do you know what it is? I don't care how you do it.
Right,
to
cool,
be
cool,
fair,
cool, cool, cool. Right. So
Grav and Caicedo
we all agree
have to
with Grav and Birch on the right side of that one, yeah?
Yeah.
And McAllister.
On the left. But
left know. Side. My first vote is McAllister. Like, he should be first, he's the best midfielder in the league
a
at
joke.
The moment. Yeah.
He's a joke.
Everything.
Yeah, McAllister's one of them. Definitely.
He is a joke, bro.
Swap them.
Grav and Birch. What's it saying?
Whether it's left or
how
right.
How many positions has he played? What? How many times he played six this season?
I'm not even going to fight that. As long as I don't get my man in, it's fine.
I'm going to be real with you now. Obviously, I know. So I just want to say my bad to Lips, and you're right. Gravenberch has played a lot as a DM, right? But
only as a DM. Only as a DM. They play double pivot, innit?
But they play double pivot. Yeah. So he's not playing like, it's more of a...
You go, I go.
Yeah.
So we do see him box to box. We see him curling balls, I think, easily.
Curling.
outside the box. So I think easily he can play on our left, our right side of a three.
I think Caicedo's more defensive than him as well.
Yeah, 100%. So.
Don't you guys say that Newcastle's got one of the best midfields in the Premier
Dan
League?
Dan said that.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. They're not in there.
They do. I think they do on paper, but I think over the course of the season, I think it was like moments.
These are individual accolades as well. It's not like who's got the best midfield.
So you don't think
like,
not one of them can get into this?
Not in that midfield. Do you think they're getting above the one we just said? You're doing that thing again when you're just trying to be controversial, ain't it?
There's a talk for Tonali, though. There is.
We do a little special shout out to him, just like he did for Rodgers.
Can we talk? What about?
Is it just a shout out for Rodgers?
Because again, I think we're because of the 4-3-3 shape of this team. Yeah, I think we're thinking pure eights, innit? But obviously, there's some more attacking minded man there. Bruno
we need one of the Gibbs.
Oh no, I'm not trying to. I'll be honest. I'm not trying to go for balance. I don't know how you lot are picking it, and
I'm
could
just,
be wrong
just
here.
The best guy.
I'm just saying who
best
has been
guy.
The
yeah,
best.
The best guy.
Them three have been the best for me. And then
who's the third?
McAllister.
Gravenberch, Caicedo in that middle. Now, I'm saying Morgan Gibbs-White's been tremendous. Right, I'm saying Rodgers has been tremendous. White, right, Rice has been tremendous. Gamirez, tremendous. Party, bruv, he's come back like he's a man possessed, bro. You want to do well to keep hold of him.
Apparently, offering him a year extension, I hear you.
Sabozlai. He's been decent as well, but them three have been way, way above, right? Oh, by the way, and I want to say Bruno, very unlucky. Very unlucky, mate, but that's how the cookies crumbled, man. So yeah.
That cookie is
Bruno Fernandes.
That cookie's edible.
Yeah, no, 100%. He deserves better.
Yeah, man. He's been amazing, bro.
When you lot start speaking about that guy, you lot take a lot of things into consideration. If we just think about Premier League, we're not saying
if
Bruno
we
Fernandes,
thought about a team that was in 15th and we had stats like that, we would be...
Eight
waxing lyrical, rude boy.
Yeah, but they've dropped down there.
He's
bro.
Done a little thing.
For me, Morgan Rodgers, Declan Rice, Gamera, more or less everyone there, yeah, their stats got their teams to the positions they finished in. You understand? Villa, good season. Might have been disappointing, good season. Forest, good season. Newcastle, wicked season. United now, when Bruno is doing these things, I'm not saying it all the time it doesn't matter, but clearly it doesn't matter enough. And
hey,
I'm not saying I'm not saying only you only have to do things that matter to be good at football. But to get team of the season, this is what we're talking about here, bro.
So my thing is this, to back off that as well, there's no disrespect to Man United. They're so bad. Bruno's the best player there by a country mile. He'll get more responsibility. So the odds on him getting better stats when he's gonna have more responsibility makes so much sense
to
me.
And I'm so glad you said that, because my next point was gonna be, I remember Paul Pogba had this season. And he actually finished Man United actually finished a higher position than 15th, and they battered him.
Second, yeah.
They absolutely battered him. He got most assists and most goals that season.
And he was breaking records right at the start, no?
But he wasn't, hey, let's be real though, this again. Don't There's act context. Like you don't watch football.
Context.
Was he running around as much as Bruno? Was he doing all the stuff for white
He flourished in a three, and he flourished for that little period under Oli when he first came, and he badded it up for that period.
Bruno's the only man on that list that's had bad performances this year. And that is facts. He is good. He's not had a bad season.
Consistently as well.
Exactly.
He had a purple patch, but consistently.
Yeah. The other people there, you could say throughout the 38 games, maybe two or three games, I was a bit off it. But for 10, 15 game runs, these guys
United fans are watching this show saying that.
I was just saying.
I think their midfield is there. Bruno's the only one where ball retention isn't a priority for him.
He can give it away
spammer, a million times.
But he has to create. That's
context, but it's still.
But that's what Paul Pogba done.
I'm not fighting for Bruno in his team, for sure.
I'm just saying, when a man gives it away, by the way, I love Bruno, you know, but when you're allowed to give it away that much, in a
I
team
just know
that's
where
actually
would he be without him, though.
Relegated.
That's the scary part. I know where would be without him, and you're right. Relegation is real.
I wonder if Tottenham fans thought they would ever win a trophy within 2 years without Harry Kane. But I hear you. I hear you, but
Mandem
I'm just
said,
saying.
Mandem said that Man United will be relegated in 5 years on the show.
Wait, another shout out to Morgan Rogers. 11 assists, 8 goals.
That's
that is
mad.
18, 19 goal contributions, man.
That's cold.
I mean, how many appearances? 37. That's very, very good. But yeah, man, so we've got our midfield though. We've got our midfield. It's time to move up.
What is our midfield?
So our midfield,
Caicedo and Grav.
So the midfield is Caicedo, Gravenberch and McAllister, which is a solid midfield for me. There's another three or four players that arguably could have got in, give or take. But I think for me, consistently, the two Liverpool players have dominated every single game. And every time I've seen Caicedo play as well, he's dominated the midfield as well, man. You disagree?
Yeah, nah.
What would you have done, bro?
I would have just dashed a chair at Loons because he'll be agreeing. And I just think, yeah, man. I think Gravenberch's been good, but I think in the eighth position, I think there's been better like forward thinking midfielders this season.
Okay.
He's been great.
You know what? I'm going to do something. You're right. You are right.
Do it. It's the truth.
You know
do
what?
It, Steve-o. Do it.
I'm taking out Gravenberch.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah?
Oh,
and I think, you know what? Who deserves to be there?
Wait. Because you're making a decision. I don't know if I'm agreeing to it. So something you think would be a good idea.
I think if you're talking about attacking players in that position this season, I'm saying Morgan Rogers.
Yeah, no.
I do the spin. That's the spin of truth.
I feel like he's going to do a 4-3-3 with a 2 and a 1. You just done a mad thing.
Yeah, we're going with
it. I like what he did. It's nice.
You've got the 6 and then you've got the...
Yeah, let's go with that then. Because I would have put Grav in there.
I'm not even fighting that.
Because now you've justified, fair enough.
Our final three, sponsored by Loons, is...
Caicedo.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary McAllister.
That's for you, Loons.
It's not Gary.
he's going to be... Yeah, he's not sponsored by Loons.
I'm calling him straight after, bro. Nah,
Alexis.
Yeah,
no Grav. Every episode, Grav.
He's gone mad.
Don't worry. Right, we're going on to forwards now. When I say forwards, I'm not talking a striker. I'm talking the two wingers, right? Now, once again, you've got different kinds of wingers. We had a bit of a debate on the last one saying one plays six, this one, da-da-da-da, all of that, right?
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We are just saying the people that have played out wide. We've got a list of players here.
Made up my mind.
First off, I'd like to say, I think we're all going to agree on the right winger. Yeah? Now, Saka. Saka, right? Saka. No. I'm joking.
What?
No. Salah.
Bowen.
Yeah, come on.
Mate, Bowen, how he's not in that England team, don't get me started, right?
Anyway, Salah, obviously. Yeah,
Salah. So, on the left wing.
The only issue that I have here, I've got a player that plays on the right side.
And you want to put him on the left?
No, but I'm just saying that we might need to make allowances because what he's done for his club is crazy.
Nah.
20 goals.
Who? Yeah,
20 goals.
Who? He done it on the right.
I'm just saying, 20 goals.
He done it on the right.
In my school, there's one girl, super buff. Super, super, super buff. But unfortunately, she was in the same school as Miss Trinidad. So it didn't matter how buff she was. No one cares. Can't get church.
Hey, brother, let me tell you something.
Bowen's cold, Saka's cold, all these men, but Salah.
Wemo, though, 20 goals at Brentford.
Yeah, nah, that's good.
Should have put him on the left. Seven
assists.
Should have put him on the left.
Whereas, 20 goals in the Premier League.
At Brentford. Salah did 29 with 18
assists.
I'm with you,
but I'm just saying, guys.
Yeah, no, that's great.
20 goals at Brentford is real, you know.
Put him on the bench.
29 goals for anyone. Salah has been one of the best players in the world this season.
Is there any way you can make allowances?
No, bro, why, bro? What you
so
doing?
Let me ask you something. What is the allowance you want us to make?
Left-hand side madness.
He has to be on the other side.
No, why? He's not played a game on the left. We just done it with Gravenberg.
Can we check though? Because I don't even know if he was playing as a winger, or did him and Vissa come up as strikers? They lost their striker for the whole season and then they changed their formation.
All I know is this guy, we have to make an allowance to get him somehow.
Right. Okay, you know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do, right? Let me just go with this, right? So KG, what you're suffering with, and I don't mind it because I've suffered with it before. I think probably all of us have, but we soon learned that it's not that. You're suffering with main character syndrome, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to give you your own little feel sorry for the players that didn't make the team, KG's team. So you're going to do your own one, and the crowd, you're going to get to see the players that he wanted in, the Brunos, yeah, the Mbremos, the Wieses.
Let's respect.
Maguire at centre-back, Nana in goal. You're going to get to see his team. But for now,
doing that.
The best player in the world that has broke records, that's playing on the right-hand side, I think for the integrity of the show,
yes,
we've got to put him there.
And I'm not fighting.
Okay. KG, but what you can do is just say big up him. Come on, fam. Scribbs hasn't spoken for 25 minutes and he's making more of a contribution.
I'm not even talking about...
Big shout out, though,
Salah,
to Mbeumo.
Respect Salah.
Okay, let's
go. I tell you the truth, yeah? I think left wing in the league this season has become... It's almost like left backs in previous years. They've all been kind of weird this year. Like, Gordon, I guess Kluivert's been decent. I think Wissa, if he played games on the left, just for the, he got 19 league goals.
On the right-hand side, it's been better. Like, even Murphy's been good this season.
Saka could go left, you're thinking.
Nah, but that's not
what we... That's what I'm saying. But that's my point of what, like, their wingers at the end of the day,
it's getting uncomfortable. It's getting hot. Yeah. It's getting hot and uncomfortable right now.
Don't make allowances, because then the actual best left winger that season, we won't pick him, bro.
Because who is the best left winger
this season?
Really?
Gordon, maybe?
Gordon's been all right, but...
It's not undeniable. It's not been an undeniably good year for...
This is where you make allowances.
No, bro.
You just find out who's been the best left winger.
I think Harvey Barnes has done better than half the people.
I think Aberry's done a lot better.
He came
than
on when Gordon got injured and he started doing a little...
I think Aberry should be up there, bro.
Has he been left wing?
Yeah, he's a left cam.
Who?
Yeah, Aberry. Where does Aberry play? He plays on the left, but drops into that pocket.
Does he play left wing?
Yeah, but is he a half winger then?
He's a half winger. He's a left cam.
But yeah, so he's not in this then. He's not.
No, he's not on there, but he should be on there.
No.
How many games he played?
What's
on the
a left cam?
Season?
That's his position. He plays off the left.
Left cam would be where we've put McAllister.
He's played three games on the left. We can't put him there still.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's a left.
That's not what you said.
Inside forward.
That's not what you said.
I don't say that. Okay, cool.
Who plays on the left?
Hotel Berry.
Martinelli, but he was terrible. Trossard.
Martinelli cannot be in there.
Garnacho?
At all.
Garnacho, no.
Sancho.
I'll go Elango.
Sancho. No.
I'll go Elango.
No.
Is there a moment as a manager where you might say to
yourself, that's not a bad shot.
I'm looking at my bench and it's like, raw.
I think we've got to put one of the rights on the left.
We're going absolutely crazy. At this point, Gordon. We might just put his choice in there, bro.
Right, you know who what it is? Left? It's Gordon.
Yeah, it's Gordon.
Gordon!
No, man.
Who else is there? I don't know. I'm like, Asensio played through the middle. Do you know what? Left wing has just been bad.
It's been bad.
It's been really bad.
This is when he makes special dispensation, bro.
No, what? What's dispensation? Is that
a
word?
It's a thing. What's dispensation? It's a thing. Listen, let me get away with
you're it. You're
distracting. I feel like special. Listen.
You're going to get a separate recall.
No, because I'm thinking you might have to check that word. It might work, you know.
Dispensation. Yeah? Okay.
You might have to check it.
What does dispensation mean? Wow. Wow. Exception from a rule or usual requirement.
Pussy
bad
else.
Man. Wow, where did you find that?
To my boy, KG, bro. Stop.
I know, he's unsure. He wasn't even confident. Look at him. He didn't know. He didn't know.
No, because you're making me doubt myself, though. You're making me doubt
myself. You've definitely done English
literature. You're making me know, but I said it.
What?
You can't say I didn't know. I said it in an artist's
language. You're a parent, fam. You're a parent, bro.
You said it in the right dialect as well, bro.
I doubted you. My bad. You're a parent.
Something, bro.
Can we put Mbeumo left wing for that?
Yes.
That's dispensation.
Yes.
That's dispensation.
No, but to be fair, if you're looking at the options, and we're the worst, you know. We're actually terrible. We were cussing him like 20 seconds ago, and now everyone's on his side.
But that was before he dispensated.
Order in the court, dispensation done a mad thing.
Order in the court. Well done. Listen, so I do feel with how poor the left midfield, the left wingers have been, we do need some dispensation.
It wasn't Saka a left back at one point?
Saka was a left back. Saka played all the way up that left. 100%. If there's anyone that can play left wing, I'm thinking Saka.
Yeah. Mbeumo.
You know what?
You're a prick.
You know what it is?
You're a prick.
I'll tell you what I think we should do, yeah? Because remember, we're just picking the team of the season. So it's not like we need this team to go out there.
Exactly.
You understand? So it's like, you see sometimes in the FIFA World Team of the Year, they'll have like three strikers across the front three just because they've been the best attackers. So what we're going to do,
the best
we're just going to say the best attackers and we have to put Mbeumo there. It got dispensated.
Because obviously some of it has come to the back of my mind, and there's a little player called Luis Diaz that we have forgot. Right? Now, I'm not saying that the disposition shouldn't still happen. Yeah? I do believe that when we pick these teams, that's what I was saying about Gravenberch that's being able to play there. I don't think we should really think they've got to have green lines going to each other and have all like that sort of chemistry. So I do believe that Mbeumo should be in this team. But just for context, I want you to know there is another left midfielder that won the league that's been going on mucky. Yeah, and that is Luis Diaz. So if we do want to stick to a bit of chemistry, then we will have Luis Diaz. I think
Lippy, quickly, before we move forward, can you make sure Steve-O never says that word again, please?
What, dispensation? I don't even know the word.
Now I forgot
the word. He's getting me mad. He's actually
dispensation.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to take your shine, bro.
No,
you can't even say the word.
It's
you can't even spell it.
You know what it is? Luis Diaz, I don't know, man.
What don't you know?
He hasn't had that season.
I know his dad is back now, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's all right. And is the hunger gone? I don't know. The season his dad got napped, he went mad.
He was getting crazy.
Now his family's safe. The performance level ain't really there. Like.
Hey, Lippy, I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah.
His auntie needs to hide or something. Hey, go hide in the bush.
Lippy,
you're right, though.
Diaz is bin juice.
Not having loons, sometimes I don't think it's good. And this is what I say. Like, he's a bit crazy. He stutters and does madness, right? Sometimes you think he's drunk too much Ray and Nephew and that, right? And there's not even Ray and Nephew around. So it's like, how you even sound like that, right? But not having him here is mess things up because we forgot about Gakpo, rude boy.
No,
Gakpo's been cold as well, man.
Gakpo's a bad boy, bruv.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
what we doing
when
there?
I was on the road, I told man, bro, me and Gakpo, you know my thing, like obviously, you know, back on the roads and all that kind of stuff, like I'm trying to show you, man, like we was obviously levels. I'm trying to show you he's a bad boy. I'm a champion.
I think Gakpo, Gordon, like they've been the better left wingers this season,
cold.
But they haven't, like, again, I think we should just do it on the front three is the best three attackers, isn't it? Literally, like, I'm not saying let's put this is my thing.
Lips, I'm saying them guys have been magical. When we thought we had no one, yeah, I understood that. Gakpo has been
so
how many goals has he got? He's been
work.
Sick, he's been wicked, he's won the league by 12 points. You can't take out two. No, don't do that. So you're taking out two of their attackers, saying that they've been bingers and they've won the league by 12
points. I'm with you.
What are we doing there? Integrity.
Yeah, but
you've got the stick away.
Hold on. I'm injured. But I'm saying, yeah, You can win the league and not be magical. Just because you
but
won the
league. But they have been. No. Gakpo has been sick.
He's been, yeah, but...
Cutting
been
in.
Good, didn't it? He's been good, like, but I think...
Bro, look at your dear to yourself, bro.
That's hurt
I think
as well.
He's
don't
been
laugh.
Good, didn't it? But...
Bro, what's getting on the top?
What are we doing it based on? Contribution, stats?
Everything.
For one, like, that's when I watch Liverpool, right? When I've watched Liverpool, yeah? For one, we're not picking a left winger, and this is a guy that's played left wing. We didn't think we had a left winger, so we was going to do the dispensation. Yes, and we did. We don't need to now. I was going to do that, right? It's circumstances done. Called for it. It's changed now. Gakpo's been amazing. He has been amazing. I'm sorry that Loons ain't actually here, because he would be telling you this, bro. Diaz, you might say, okay, he's
in the league.
In the league, yeah.
Oh, Gakpo's been good.
Diaz has got 13 goals, 7 assists, and Gakpo has got 10 goals and 5 assists in 30 games. That's 1 in 2 contributions, right? And that's from both of it. Like, them two have done better than all the other wingers, not better than Mbeumo in contributions, but he might have more. I don't know how many assists Mbeumo's had. He might have goal...
7, I think.
7, 27. Nah, maths ain't there, okay. But they're actually left wingers. So Diaz has done the best.
I hear it.
So it's Diaz.
I think it should be Diaz. There's not, a better, not a better left winger in the league than Diaz.
I don't know. I don't remember Diaz's goals. I need Loons here. Gakpo's goals, I remember them being important. I remember Gakpo getting equalisers.
Eye test.
And like, just, not even the eye test, just when you score the goal. Because if you score 13 left goals and every single goal is the fourth goal, I don't give a damn. If you get the equaliser, the winner, those are the goals that I really, really care about. So...
Yeah, left wing.
So what we saying there?
Left wing, you know what it is? Left wing so dead. Lippy don't care. He's injured.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm on some. Give it to Gakpo or Diaz.
We need context. We need context.
We
don't
need
Loons
here to do that though. And yeah. So let's just go Diaz.
No. So you lot don't watch the Prem. What are you lot doing?
I can't even.
You've said
think
you've seen him.
Right
you've
now,
seen
bro.
Him win games. I've seen him when he curls balls in. He's sitting on the floor. He like the players come over to him. I've seen them like brother. I'm telling you now, any Liverpool player. That we actually shout here. But they've
not
been
bad.
Unreal.
They're little champions,
isn't it? They've been mad. They're there's like one player, Curtis Jones, who you lot said was, he's not top 50 under 23.
You said that.
Curtis Jones is a bad boy. Yeah. I can't lie. I've never said that.
Anyway, Curtis Jones.
Yeah, no, let's make it clear. I never said that.
They grilled me.
That laugh stuck.
They grilled me.
The episodes. I don't remember.
And he's been unbelievable this year. He should
no,
be.
No, he hasn't been unbelievable.
What?
We don't have to throw
let's
like.
Let's not do this.
Yeah,
let's
but we can
this.
Just move
let's
on, man.
Let's find our left wing.
Yeah, I think if we'd have to pick one, it'd probably be Diaz, but.
Okay.
We don't want to pick one.
Diaz is left wing.
Yep.
Salah is right wing.
Yep.
To Liverpool.
Yeah.
So moving on to the striker. We have a list of strikers. Some good ones there, but I think this is a open, close case, personally.
Very easy.
There's a few good shout outs here, little standouts for Wood, Delap, Cunha, Mateta.
There's only one name.
But there's only one name. There's only one name.
Mateta.
And that is, for me,
Strand Larsen?
Isak.
I was going to say Isak as well because of the last episode.
Not Mateta?
When I didn't say him, but
okay,
deep down.
Mateta.
It is. You're right.
No, it's not.
It's Mateta.
No, it's not right. What?
Boys, I'll be real, man.
It's Haaland, man. I don't even know what we're
I'll
doing.
I'll be real. I think Isak, obviously Haaland has not had a great season.
But wait.
What are you doing?
So what are you doing?
Can you just let Lippy land?
I'll pay the fan. Sorry. I'll pay the fan. Let's not say that Haaland hasn't had a good season, bro.
You went crazy, bro.
We didn't go crazy.
Why would you?
And this is what I'm saying.
And
let's not say that.
If you let me finish,
okay.
I would have said... He still managed to score as much goals
let
as Isak,
land.
Who's had a great season.
One more,
so at the same time, it's like, we can't undermine Haaland's ability. You understand? Haaland's goals made...
I don't think he was going to say all this.
Nah, I was. On God, I was. What do you mean? It's because what I was going to say before is, last season, I made that as nasty.
Isak has one more goal than Haaland, by the way.
Oh, one more goal then. So is it 23, 22? Yeah. Okay, then. But still, basically the same amount. But my thing is, last season...
There's only one golden boot
okay,
winner, my
cool.
boy.
And it's Salah. So what are we doing? Yes, yeah, but anyway. anyway.
I'm talking about the striker.
Just let me land. Yeah, just let me land. All I'm saying
is, fine in right now.
Last season, I said, yeah, on Twitter, and they killed me. I said, I think Isak is the best 9 in the Prem, innit? regardless of the goals being scored in it. Because I think this guy's all-round impact to the game is a throwback thing, you understand? Usually nines are kind of, unless it's like the teams that are kind of like from like fourth downwards, so like the Ollie Watkins and the Ivan Tonys, they're kind of like throwback all-action nines. But in from like top four onwards, it's like these robotic, systematic. Bro, if a top four team gets this guy, bro, I reckon any of them, like, I reckon he could even make Chelsea win the league, bro. He's that good, bro. You understand? Because I think Newcastle without him, no disrespect to them, are sixth, seventh at best. But because they've got him, for, who I think we all agree is the best nine in the league, they are a nightmare.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Who do you think is the best nine?
Haaland is still, like, bro, Haaland's a dog. I'm not saying he's been the best this year. Isaac's the one in this spot. Can we, like what, yeah.
Do you know what's so scary about Haaland, Jay?
I think, innit?
It's because we know his holes, we know his skill set, we know his capability while we play it down. But 22 goals in a poor season is the scariest thing I've seen in a while, bro. Like, that is, that's terrible. And not, I know we're not talking about Champions League, but 8-9 in the Champions League, and this is a poor season. 30 goals all comps in a poor season is scary, bro.
Bearing in mind, that's scary. It's not just him that's been, it's his whole team have been bad to score 20 something goals. You're going crazy.
Am I allowed to apply a City tax to it? As in, he plays for Man City. Yeah.
No, but this Man City team wasn't the Man City I one know it
wasn't.
About.
I know it wasn't, but it's, I know it wasn't, but it's, it is not Newcastle. It's not new. Like, what he has to do for that Newcastle team is different.
Yeah. I agree.
If we're talking overall, yeah, Haaland will probably is the best nine,
like,
in the world.
Put a lot of strikers in Haaland's position and they'd get 22.
We've had this on there before.
Like Isaac,
I'm not saying that. I do.
No, but that's not, remember, because 22 goals isn't that, but 22 goals ain't a match.
How many nines in the world do you think go to this Newcastle team and do 20 goals?
Oh, not many. But let me ask you this. Bro. Let me ask you this. Right. Mm-hmm. Let me go here. Because what we're saying is we're still speaking like City or the City that was like way, way gone, right? The City team Haaland's playing in is the team that has been bog standard this year. So this City team isn't the City team there. So we're talking about a guy that's got 22 goals in a bog standard team. It doesn't matter that they're called Manchester City.
They're not bog standard.
By their very high standards.
But as much as I hear but that.
This, it's not by their standard. I'm on about they've only just scraped into
why,
the top
can
four.
I ask you a
so
question?
By any standard.
Because of his goals, yeah. Are you saying he's like not part of this drop off?
No. I'm saying that if they didn't have his goals, they would be down in 12th, like you've been saying about the other players. Yes, they would be.
Nah, yeah, that's probably factual because he scored most of their goals. But at the same time, I think, and we talk about it a lot, we've been with the attacking players, we've been talking about stats only, which is understandable. But for me, there's more than that. And for me, we've spoken about it on the show. Is Haaland's game gonna affect how City play? And it's happening. I know it's a 2 second. Oh, bro, what do you mean?
Whoa, I'm allowed to go. Oh, okay, you can still carry on.
I'm just saying. If we can do, if Villa had a disappointing season for finishing sixth, City had a horrible season.
This is an individual one.
I know,
on
but I'm saying individually, it's
a gap. He's done a mad thing individually still.
It's about him and Isak. That's what it is for me. And for me, they're the talisman of their team, yeah? For me, City's third place finish, was... it's a bad season for them. And for me, Newcastle's fifth is a...
good season.
It's a good season.
Yeah.
And I know that's... football don't necessarily work like that, but this is for this season. I'm not talking overall. We're talking for a team of the season this year. I think Isak has been outstanding.
I feel like scoring more goals for Newcastle than a player scored for. It's not even a conversation in my opinion.
For me, you see Haaland, his whole game is goals.
Yeah, it's just a
that's his
target,
whole
man.
Game. So I'm still of the same thinking as Steve-O. This is ridiculous what he's managed to do. But the only problem is, the reason why I probably now give it to Isak is because within 90 minutes, Isaac's going to give me more than just goals. So for him to have 22 goals in a Man City side, that means his contributions within 90 minutes are even smaller than they usually are. When he can score 50 goals and have the ball in under a minute in a game, that's ridiculous viewing for my size. But he has the capability of doing that. Whereas Isaac,
he's just going to affect the game more.
He outscored him, bro.
But in a normal season, he won't because Haaland is just
about
gold.
If we're talking about this season, yeah,
it has to be
to Isak. We
agreed it was Isak. But what was saying? There was playing down of Haaland.
No. Haaland's, come on. But this is an upper echelon conversation. Like, we're talking about
fine
lines. It's an
isolated convo, isn't it? And I'm just saying, to outscore Erling Haaland at City is a madness, especially at Newcastle. So for me, it's that question's going to be asked. Isak, he might have been available if they didn't get Champions League football. That question has to be asked. He's the kind of player now. What are we going to see when we see him at a team of City calibre? Is he going to go abroad? Is he going to...
We hope he's scary anyway.
You know, if he goes City, that's a joke thing.
Who, Isak?
I think Liverpool's a good one for him.
I went to Sweden. That's what they were talking about, Steve-O. When I went to Stockholm and I'm in that little Stockholm thing, they're saying to me, and I'm seeing the Eritrean and the... Yo, where's Isak going? Because they know him. They're telling me Liverpool.
Yeah, hey, that would be great.
Lads, obviously, a few of us have got kids that we want to see. Some of us.
Kids to make.
Damn, that's loaded.
On that note, let me just book a flight. Jesus Christ.
So, boys, obviously, we all agree Isak is the striker. Yes. Okay, then. So, let's wrap this up, then. Right. 24-25... Premier League team of the season, picked by the filthy panel, is in goal, Raya from Arsenal. Left back, MLS from Arsenal. Centre back, Gabriel from Arsenal. The other centre back is Van Dijk from Liverpool. Right back, Timber from Arsenal.
We've got Casado in the six from Chelsea. We've got Alex McAllister on the right side of the centre midfield. We've got Morgan Rodgers, left centre midfield.
Do you agree with that, crowd? Sorry, they might not agree with that.
I don't even know if I agree with it sometimes. Yeah, our midfield, we got a little bit confused there, I think. This is a good midfield. I think that is very arguable. It's one of them seasons, isn't it? But... left wing, we've got Diaz from Liverpool. Right wing, we've got Salah from Liverpool. Up front, we got Isak from Newcastle.
It's a very Liverpool, Arsenal-heavy team.
Bear Blackman as well.
They all? Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
McAllister. And Raya.
And Salah,
yeah.
Oh.
Egypt, though.
Egypt, isn't it?
He's African.
It's African. Blackman can't fall again. But yes, that is the team selected as by us. Remember, people, Filthy Fellas live show, Wednesday the 13th of August, Hackney Empire. Tickets for the show are in the description down below.
100%. And we got the Patreon. Make sure you sign up. Early access 24 hours before. Exclusive content dropping very soon as well. You're done, no.
If you agree with our team, say you agree with it. If you don't like anything, make sure you say
like,
it in the
comment,
comments.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Filthy Fellas, we're out. Boom, Steve-O.
This is the problem. This is the problem.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.